This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What's going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of Mental Illness. I'm your favorite mentally ill podcast host, Damon Hammock, your favorite sufferer, victim, blah, 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 of narcissistic personality disorder. We're going to call it NPD from this point forward. If this is your first time tuning into my podcast, pretty much this is my daily journal, daily journey of how I deal with my personality disorder, my mental health issues, how I sought therapy, this, and that. Give you tips on how to process your life and how to do better and actually become who you were meant to be. Today's episode is probably going to be a little dark, one of my darker episodes, because I just feel like it's necessary for me to do one of these every once in a while, just to kind of show people how my mind works and how other people's narcissistic mindsets probably work as well. I'm going to title it The Narcissistic Playground, because that's 100,000% what social media is. Because a person with narcissism, NPD, like me, I'm trying to think of a good word for it, but hunting is probably the word that correlates most to what I'm trying to say. So we hunt victims. I guess you can use the word victims, but it's not. People. People to help empower us, people to help boost our egos up, people to help us, make us feel like just superior, because our egos are huge and we like to feel superior to other people. So we hunt weak people, we hunt weaknesses, we like to prey on people and things like that. Even though I've gotten better at it through therapy and just becoming more mature and realizing who I am and how to process stuff, I still do it to this day. Like, it's just crazy, because like, even if I look at my past relationships and things like that, we lead people on. Like, it's crazy. And like I said, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all social media is the narcissistic playground, because we like to become whoever we need to be to get what we need to get, to get what we want. So it's like, we like the human chameleons. We're like that. And to do that, we need to figure out what you like, what we can get from you, what we want from you. What type of stuff that you like, what type of stuff that interests you, what your weak points are, where your strong points are, and things like that. So we pinpoint, and Facebook makes it so much easier to do this. I'm telling you, God, boy, if I was like I was back in the day, I'd be just attacking y'all. God, man, people make it, I'm telling you. You on Facebook listening what you want, listening what you need, and this, that. And I used to pick people to target, and I would just post statuses to target that one person, those two people that I was interested in. And it would always work, because like, I do it, and then when that person would like it, I would get like a sense of achievement, a sense of accomplishment for having done that, for having like set that plan in motion, and then seeing it to fruition, and end up like, whatever, sleeping with the girl or doing whatever I needed to do. You know what I mean? Get what I needed from her, and then kind of disposing of it. I mean, that's how we are. We hit it and quit it experts. But we don't hit it and quit it. We hit it, keep you around, not wanting to hit it again. We hit it, keep you around, be afraid or whatever, and just lead you on for a long time. That's what we did. That's what we did. God, man. I'm laughing, I'm smiling right now, because it's silly. It's crazy how the fuck my mind works. And that's what we do. We still do, like, to this day, I do it now, but on a very, like, minimal level. Like, very small scale, I do it now. Not to the point where I used to do it, but now it's more along the lines of business relationships and things like that. It gets extremely, extremely dark being me, y'all. I'm telling you, all this crazy shit going into my head. I'll see, like, girls posting stupid shit, getting their faces played and shit like that, and I'm like, God, it'd be so easy to get you. And I just want, sometimes you just want, like, hey, boy, the old me is fucking banging at the door, just peeking, licking the fucking windowsill, wanting to come out and just be a terror to people, be a terror to women. And that's the dark side of me. People don't really, really fucking know. That's the dark side that I don't let out a lot. That's the dark side that only the closest people to me know and fucking can relate to. And probably have experienced it in the past, because like I don't discard people to the point where I, like women to the point where they wouldn't talk to me no more. I just wouldn't like I just wouldn't didn't want round two, even though even if it was a good sexual encounter or whatever, I just would not. Anyway,
I like to lead you on and let me know that I, you know, I can do it. And it's just like, to me, it would be fun. These fucking games, man. Even I'm talking to my therapist about these games and stuff like that, just putting plans into motion. Nothing makes, like, boy, I'm telling you, I get a high off that shit. Like, I get a high, and I see myself doing it nowadays. I'm like, fuck, stop it, you fucking psycho. It's fucking bad, man, I'm telling you. But not along the lines of, like, sexual things nowadays. It's more along the lines of, like, let's say, business and all kinds of things like that. And just putting plans in motion and little subtle manipulations and things like that, just to kind of let people know who I am and what I do. And I'm out for it with my narcissism now. I'm out in front of people with this shit. And to avoid people like me, women, to avoid men like me, keep your wants and needs off of fucking social media. God. If you have somebody that you're interested in, don't put it on Facebook. Like, don't put your wants and needs to the significant other on Facebook, because that's the narcissistic playground. We'll take that shit and become that person to you till we can get what we want, and then we'll leave you alone. That's why you can't find, like, where all the good men go. You're not attracting them by putting what you want on Facebook. You're not going to meet those men on Facebook. Sometimes, most of the time you won't. Online dating is so bad for narcissism. Oh, my God, boy. So bad. That's what I'm looking at now. I'm just like, the world is so different. It's like, if you want to avoid narcissistic people, people that don't have your best interest in heart, keep your wants in a man, in a woman, or whatever. Keep it off of social media, because people can prey on it. People can prey on you. And you're not the victim, Mary. Well, you can only be the victim so much, because in my brain, you set yourself up for it. So you're not the victim. You the fucking, you mean, you're like the fucking, I don't know, what's the opposite of the victim? My brain went blank, y'all. The opposite of the victim. You're the fucking prosecutor. You're the fucking, the criminal. That's you. And this is how my brain works, man. It's just, I don't know, psycho mode today, guys. This is dark. I feel like I needed to get this out. And then just get it off my brain, get it off my chest, because y'all have got to stop doing that shit, man. You make it too easy. This is for a handsome nigga or somebody that they know they ain't ugly and they can get what they pretty much want from you, motherfuckers. Like, oh, I want this and this and that, man. Like, okay, I can do that. Gotcha. Boom. Done. No more. I just proved my point. And then it's like a switch. You prove your point, the switch goes off, and then you move on. You move on to the next victim, next psycho, whatever. Anyways, y'all, I'm gonna cut this dark ass episode short. Once a month, I'm gonna do one of these crazy ones to let y'all know how my mind works. Anyways, don't suffer. Don't suffer in silence. I love y'all. I really, really do. Become who you were meant to be. And let's get it. Mental illness. Thanks.